I'm going to ask a question, Ethan.
Mm.
I already know the answer for you because you are a total slacker when it comes to working out. I have no problem telling people that because
yeah,
you know it's true.
I'm a total slacker, yeah.
I eat junk food and you don't work out. Those are our two weaknesses.
You eat junk food and work out. I don't eat junk food and I don't work out.
That's exactly right. So what is more important to you, getting good sleep or working out?
Yeah.
I already know the answer for you. It's getting good sleep because you don't work out.
Because, and you know, we all know that exercise is important. I know that even though I don't really do it, but I know it's important and I know that I should. But so is sleep. Sleep is also important. But a lot of Americans and a lot of people in our community, they decide that they need to choose one or the other. Isn't it often the case that people will get up early, for example, to go to the gym? They'll get up at 5 a.m. to do some exercising, go to the gym, or run the neighborhood, and then they come back home, get ready for work, and leave. So they've chosen to get worse sleep but better exercise. And Alex, is that number one? It's not really, that's not really the choice you have to make. You could arrange your schedule in a way that's more effective. But setting that aside, Alex, when you, it's not enough.
Yeah.
To give up sleep for the sake of your exercise, the science says, and this is actually according to you know, some new research out of the Mayo Clinic, you don't choose between the two. You need to choose both.
Yeah.
In fact, Edward Laskowski, who's a resident and professor of physical medicine at the Mayo Clinic, says, quote, sleep and exercise are like food and water. I couldn't choose between the two.
Yeah, and I really love to work out. I love to get sweaty. It makes me feel like I have started my day right.
Mm-hmm.
And but I have always been the guy who will get up when I can.
Yeah.
I've done the thing where I've gotten up early. You and I end up getting to sleep. I mean, I end up going to sleep, like closing my eyes on the pillow between 12 and 12:30 every night.
I get to bed a little earlier than that.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You used to be like, I go to bed at 2 because I was watching that documentary.
I used to be up late.
Yeah, so I'm like, it's somewhere between 11:30 and 12:30.
I basically walk in the door and walk straight to bed.
That's good.
Shedding clothes items along the way.
Your wife saw, I noticed your shoes were on the front porch again, and half of your pants were inside the door, the other half were shut in the door. So as we think about this, I used to do the waking up thing, and you can text in. If you are the person who goes, I get up at 5 every morning to work out.
Congratulations.
But you're killing yourself.
But, well, as long as you went to bed at 9.
8:30? Yeah. Well, no, I mean, that's really what we're talking about here because people are sacrificing. And I know we're going to have people text in and go, I only need 4 hours of sleep a night. Well, that might be functional for you right now, but you actually might be killing yourself. Obesity is tied to bad sleep. Diabetes is tied. Am I saying that right?
Diabetes.
The diabetes is tied to bad sleep.
Yeah.
They've got all sorts of diseases that are tied to bad sleep, and yet you feel good about waking up in the morning and getting your sweat on, and you are. It's not negating your bad sleep. You can't make up for bad sleep by going to work out. You can make up for bad sleep by getting maybe a nap during the day, but the reality is you might be killing yourself with the bad sleep and then working out, but you're still going to end up in an early grave because you have chosen to get up at 5 a.m. My brother is a big 5 a.m. workout guy.
Yeah.
And he goes to bed earlier than most people, but he is big about being up at 4:30 and being in the gym at 5.
Yeah.
And I could not do that because of our late schedule, and it works for some people.
Mm-hmm.
But how much time are they sacrificing with the sleep? So what is more important to you, 57500, good sleep
like that,
or working out? Which one feels better to you? Better sleep or working out? I know there are people who are going to have to choose between the two, 57500.
I want to read another little piece of information here. This is from Sherry Ma, M-A-H.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry Ma, a sleep medicine researcher at Stanford University and the University of California, San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
She says, sleep is the base on which a healthy mind and body stand, from your immune function to your mood, energy, appetite, and dozens of other health variables. If that base, sleep, is wobbly, your health will suffer.
Wobbly. I like that.